Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton, welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy. That's from Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. As we've mentioned, this prophecy is the most important time prophecy in the Word of God. It declared the timing of the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, which the Jews should have been able to understand as they were looking for him throughout their history. This prophecy declared the work that the Messiah would accomplish in his first coming. It also declared the time period of God's dealing with the Jews and Jerusalem that relates not only to the first coming of the Messiah, but also to the time of his second coming. As we've mentioned, if you misunderstand this prophecy, there will be error regarding end time events, including the timing of the Great Tribulation. And we have seen thus far in verse 24 that 70 weeks are 70 sevens of years. That's 70 times 7, which would be 490 years. 490 years were decreed and determined upon the Jews and Jerusalem. We saw that there were 6 infinitive clauses that were to be accomplished, and the only person who could accomplish them was the Messiah. Jesus the Messiah came in his first coming, and he finished and put an end to the transgression and the lawlessness. He made an end of sins. He made reconciliation and atonement. He brought in everlasting righteousness. He sealed up, completed, and fulfilled the vision and prophecy from the Old Testament prophets about him, and he was anointed the Holy One, Jesus the Messiah. This was all fulfilled in the first coming of Jesus Christ. Then we saw in verse 25 that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince was 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The 7 weeks were 49 years, which completed the ministry of the Old Testament prophets to the Jews. The 62 weeks were the 434 years, what were the silent years where there was no prophetic voice to Israel. This is a total of 483 years. We saw as we looked at the kings and their decrees that were made, the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem was given by Artaxerxes in the 7th year of his reign in 458 BC. Adversaries continued to try to hinder the restoration and the building of the city, just as they'd done in hindering the building of the temple, but the building of the city was completed by Nehemiah, who built the wall and set up the gate in troublous times, just as the prophecy stated in verse 25. Now in verse 26, we saw that after 62 weeks, which would be 62 weeks, it says the Messiah shall be cut off. The 62 weeks were the 434 years from the end of the ministry of the prophets. So from the beginning point of 458 BC to Messiah the Prince was a total of 69 weeks, which equals 483 years. If we count 483 years from 458 BC, that brings us to 26 AD. This is the year when Jesus was baptized and anointed by the Holy Spirit as Messiah the Prince or the Anointed Ruler. This occurred at the point when 69 weeks, which is the 483 years of the 70 weeks, had been fulfilled. At that time, Jesus began his earthly ministry to the Jews. He ministered to them for 3.5 years, but they rejected him as Messiah and crucified him on a cross. And in the 3.5 year period of time of his ministry, Jesus was ministering to the Jews during this last 70th week of God's determined dealings with them. So at the time he was cut off, we see that 69.5 weeks have elapsed. Then we saw in verse 26 that the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. That was the Roman prince Titus, who came and destroyed the city and the sanctuary in 70 AD. It said, the end thereof shall be with a flood, and the end of the war, desolations are determined. This was desolation that was determined upon the Jews after they had failed to accept the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and rejected him as the Messiah. The result being in 70 AD that the temple was destroyed, Jerusalem was destroyed, over 1 million Jews were killed, and 97,000 of them were taken captive. So far in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, 25, and 26, we have seen that it has been talking about the Messiah exclusively. Now we come to verse 27. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, it says, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, as we get into looking at this verse, there has been much controversy among teachers concerning what's being taught in this verse. There are questions that we must answer. First of all, who is the he that we're talking about in verse 27 when it says, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week? What does confirm mean? What is the covenant that he's talking about? Who are the many? And how does the he cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease? These questions have to be answered to understand what is being said. The teaching put forth by the majority of ministers in the church at this time is that the he is the Antichrist who shall come at the beginning of the Great Tribulation. They arrive at the he being the Antichrist from verse 26, where they say that the prince is a reference to the Antichrist in the Great Tribulation period. They say that the tribulation period is 7 years long. They say the 7-year period is the 70th week of Daniel's prophecy. They believe that only 69 weeks of Daniel's prophecy have been fulfilled thus far, and this 70th week will be fulfilled in a 7-year tribulation. This is the common teaching in the body of Christ. They also say that the Antichrist will come in peacefully at the beginning of the tribulation, confirming a covenant that had been previously made with Israel. They say that in the midst of the week, which would be after 3.5 years, the Antichrist will break this covenant with Israel and cause their sacrifice and oblations to cease in a rebuilt temple. Well, from the things that we've already seen, we can already see that there are problems with this teaching. Why? Because 69.5 weeks have already been fulfilled of God's dealings with the Jews in Jerusalem. Remember, there were 69 weeks until Messiah the Prince, that's when he was baptized and began his ministry, and then Jesus ministered for 1.5 week, which was 3.5 years, to the Jews, and they rejected him, and after 3.5 years he was cut off. So 69.5 weeks have already been fulfilled. It is important that we understand that this time period is God's determined dealings with the Jews and Jerusalem, and the time left of 3.5 years will be God's period of time in dealing with the Jews just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. There's other problems with this teaching also. Who has been the central figure in the prophecy? It's been the Messiah. Verse 24 spoke of what the Messiah did. He finished the transgression, made an end of sins, made reconciliation for iniquity, brought in everlasting righteousness, sealed up the vision and prophecy of the Old Testament prophets concerning him, and he was anointed the most holy. Verse 25 spoke of the time unto the manifestation of Messiah the Prince, as we saw, which is the time of his baptism. Verse 26 spoke of the Messiah being cut off, not for himself, but for the people. When did this all occur? It occurred when the Messiah Jesus died on the cross after 3.5 years of ministry. The whole focus has been upon the Messiah. Has there been any discussion about the Antichrist? No. Daniel does bring forth information referring to the Antichrist in other chapters of the book of Daniel. However, there is no mention of the Antichrist here in chapter 9. Remember in verse 26, the people of the prince who came and destroyed the city and sanctuary were the Roman army of Prince Titus. This was the determined desolations upon the Jews for rejecting Jesus as Messiah and continuing their sacrifices in the temple. There's been no mention of any Antichrist. Everything has been speaking of God's dealings with the Jews and the work of the Messiah. So who is the he in verse 27? The he is the Messiah, which you will see as we go through this. Now the word confirm is the Hebrew word gabar, which means to confirm or give strength to something. Then it speaks of the covenant in the King James Version, but this is not an accurate translation as it should be translated a covenant. Other translations have all translated it a covenant. So in verse 27, it is thus far saying that he, the Messiah, shall confirm and give strength to a covenant. It's not talking about the Antichrist. It's still talking about the Messiah. What covenant is verse 27 speaking of? What did Jesus come to give strength to? It's speaking of the new covenant. The reason it's the new covenant is because it speaks of confirming and giving strength to a covenant with many. Who are the many? The scriptures reveal who the many are. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 11 and 12, it says, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Verse 12, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressions, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. the many is talking about the people that he died for. In Mark chapter 10, verse 45, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Mark 14:24, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many." Romans 5:19, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners," that's Adam, "so by the obedience of one," talking about Jesus, "shall many be made righteous." And in John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." So here in Isaiah 53:11, Jesus justifies the many because he bore their iniquities on the cross. In verse 12, "He poured out his soul unto death to bear the sin of the many." The many refers to all of mankind. In Mark 10, he gave his life for the many, who are all men. And in Mark 14, he spoke of his blood of the New Testament, he shed for many. Again, that speaks for all men. In Romans 5, it speaks of Jesus the Messiah, shall make many righteous. Those are the ones who would receive Jesus as personal Lord and Savior. And in John chapter 1, the word says that as many as received him, he gave the power, the right to become the sons of God. So the many are all men who choose to receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. Thus, the many refers to all men. The old covenant was not made with all men. The old covenant was made only to the Jews. The Jews were only a few as compared to all of mankind. Thus, God did not make the old covenant with the many. Therefore, the covenant with many is speaking of the new covenant. We know this because the old covenant had fault. It needed to be replaced. In fact, Jeremiah prophesied of a new covenant in Jeremiah 31, verse 31. He said, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." And Hebrews speaks of this new covenant, which was a better covenant with better promises. Hebrews 8, verse 6 says, "How much also he's the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." Because the old covenant had fault and needed to be replaced, Jesus the Messiah confirmed and gave strength to the new covenant that was prophesied by Jeremiah. Remember, he came to continue God's ministry to the Jews, and he also brought forth the new covenant into being. Now, in Jesus' teaching that he brought forth teaching continually about the new covenant to the Jews as he was ministering to them for 3.5 years during his earthly ministry. But of course, the new covenant was to more people than just the Jews. It was to the many who are all men. Well, we're out of time for today. I hope you'll listen to the next broadcast. We will continue this important subject. As I close the program today, I have a book on this subject called Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy. This book is a very comprehensive book about Daniel chapter 9 from verse 24 through 27, and it details out the work of the Messiah. This is an important book to understand the time prophecy of the first coming of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus, and the tribulation period. This book is available for $6. Please give me a call at 602-279-5212. Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.